the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett and as always joining me, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing pretty good. I hope all the listeners are doing good out there tonight.
Yeah, we've got a bit of a fun show for everyone today. We're going to have a bit of a trivia show where we're just going to ask some questions and have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah, we'll see how much or how little we've paid attention, how much we've forgotten. But it'll be good. If you're listening, you can play along, see if you can get the answers.
And to help us out with this, Steve, we thought it'd be pretty boring just you and I asking each other questions. We've brought in a third wheel in one of our mates, Costa, who is joins us at the pub each week, and we dissect the game of football, and he's here to join us. Welcome, Costa.
Thank you, Jonathan. I must admit, it's not the first time in my life I've been called a third wheel, but having said that, I'm very happy to be here.
But so before we start, we'll just plug the social media where you can find us on Twitter at The Draft Doctors, or you can head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. And hit the like button there. Ask us any questions that you have over the preseason. We're going to be doing lots of shows over the preseason. We're talking injuries, the early hype train. But today we're going to do a bit of a trivia show. So, Steve, would you like to start it off?
Yeah. Also, just for all the listeners, if you're listening out there, really helps us out if you can leave an iTunes review.
Yes.
We really appreciate them. We're very happy to read them out on the air. And it's just a simple 20-second way you can help us out.
Yep, we really appreciate it.
Look, before we do begin, I must mention that I'm a little bit worried about how I'm going to do today. As these guys would know, I got knocked out pretty early in my final series, which means it's been a few weeks since I've been on Supercoach. And, well, to be honest, I was going to spend the week studying, but well, with the Bachelor final on, I just didn't have the time. So I'll do my best, okay?
But speaking of the Bachelor, Steve, we did come up with a great idea for our League of Record to determine draft order next year. And that's a Miss Universe pageant, 2016-17, which is on the 31st of January next year, people. So if you're looking for something to do...
It's fun. Fantasy football is about fun.
Absolutely.
And like last year, we had the Royal Rumble. That was...
Excellent.
That was amazing. That was super fun. But often people hit us up on the Twitter saying, what's a great way to incorporate more fun things in the league?
Yep.
Determining draft order is one of them. Yeah, so Miss Universe. I'm just hoping for someone South American.
Well, of the top 10, nine South American people are in the top 10 of favourites.
Yeah, you don't want like Miss Yugoslavia. Is that a country?
That's
not a country.
Miss Israel is a 200-to-1 favorite. Not favorite.
So. Does she have Mossad training?
If she does, I'd be
very
worried.
Is it Ziva from NCIS?
I'm more interested in seeing a competition to see who can host Miss Universe, because we all saw what happened last year. And was it Steve Harvey, I think his name is?
Mr. Steve Harvey,
this has
yep.
been a mistake. I want to see a show on the best host of Miss Universe. I reckon that would be a great show after last year's.
Would be Grant Denyer if it was ever hosting Australia.
Oh, no.
It would be, though. Or, Jonathan LaPaglia, who's doing a great job.
He's brilliant on Survivor. Absolutely brilliant.
I think you guys are missing the obvious choice, which is Baby John Burgess.
But, Steve, if you'd like to kick us off.
All right. I will be the official scorekeeper as well.
So there could be some score tinkering later on.
Well, you know, my maths is hazy at best. But all right, and just for everyone listening, Costa's out of our League of Record, which is a Supercoach league. So to be fair, a lot of these questions are going to have a Supercoach tilt to them.
Gives me a slight chance. Without that, I'd be in trouble.
Yep. all right, first question. We're using Ultimate Footy ADP since Supercoach, the platform's not the best.
Nope.
But by the Ultimate Footy ADP, I was the fourth ruck off the board. And by total points, I finished as the fourth ruck in Ultimate Footy and fifth in Supercoach total points. My season was seen as a disappointment. Who am I?
I'm going to say Sam Jacobs.
Yeah, Nick Nat. No, Sauce Jacobs.
I hope I haven't gone too early there, but that was my first initial. I could see Jono was opening his mouth about to give an answer and... Let's just say I've known him a long time and we're quite competitive with each other, and I'd rather be wrong and get him first than let him get the answer.
Look, I'll be a gracious host. I'll give him one.
I didn't get it right, though. Didn't get it right. The answer was Mark Blixarves.
Blix?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I wasn't thinking about the whole dual position thing. He didn't really play ruck, so look, nothing wrong with the question, but I'm a sore loser, and I'm just going to put it out there that I'm not happy.
Still listed as a ruck.
But I think Mark Blixarves is an interesting guy. It feels like he's going to lose
ruck status.
His ruck status. He might be a guy that doesn't even get drafted next year, that or very
true.
Late.
That is true.
Absolutely.
I love the curly question, though. I mean, I thought you might give us a softball first up to hit a home run, but no, you decided just to throw a curveball straight away.
Well, I didn't think that was too hard. That's all right.
It was an interesting one.
Hey, there you go. Don't overestimate your competition here, okay?
All right, keeping on ruck themes. How many rucks average over 100 in fantasy, and who were they?
I'm going to say... Correct. And it was Goldie and Max Gorn.
Since Jono's already said correct, I'm going to agree with two.
Two was correct, but it was Gorn and Grundy.
Ooh.
Ah, yeah.
Gorn and Grundy. Grundy, that's amazing how Grundy got over 100. At the start of the year,
100.9, it's almost 101.
He went undrafted.
Do we get half a point for that?
I think it's half points.
I think we get half.
Didn't he go undrafted?
Yes, he was in a lot of pools, I would imagine. Except for
Grundy, in his ADP was actually in the top 100 on Ultimate Footy. Supercoach, lift your platform.
Absolutely. Costa, far away.
I've got to say, do you know what the most exciting thing about today is with doing this podcast?
Finishing?
It's the fact that I don't have to worry about like Ross Lyon like subbing out my question three quarters of the way through while you're reading it, or maybe like one of my questions getting a broken leg while you're halfway through reading it.
Well, you can always hit pause while you're reading it and just edit it out.
It actually gives me an opportunity now rather than all that bad luck that I've been getting. That's the thing I'm looking forward to most about today.
We'll fix this in post.
Yeah.
All right, question one. I'm going to start with nearest to the pin. The question is a simple question. Jack Zeeble, what did he average this year in Supercoach to the nearest 0.5? Far away.
Well, you can have
94.1.
To the nearest 0.5, but okay, I'll accept that as a 90.
I'm going to say 90.
Very, very close. Jonathan receives the point for that question, and the answer is 94.5.
Ooh.
So, yeah, 0.4 off. Well done.
God damn it. He needs really a game each year where he just gets knocked out, or he knocks himself out in the first 5 minutes.
Which he did not do this year.
Oh, God damn. Well, he's going to do it twice next year.
Absolutely.
Well, his lowest score was 61, which I think is probably his record highest lowest score of his career.
His highest lowest.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
It's his best four.
We don't talk smarts here on the draft, doctors.
Yeah.
That is his best four. But yeah, definitely you'd expect a 30 or a 20 with some dislocated shoulder or a KO. But yeah, this year that was his lowest. And his highest, out of curiosity, was 141.
All right, well, softball one in, and maybe the listeners can jump on this one if they haven't already beaten us like 3-0 so far. In all your fantasy format, scoring formats, I was seen as a risk and slipped past the early rounds in drafts, yet I finished as the highest averaging non-DPP forward.
Yeah, I know who that is. That would be Merritt from the Essendon Football. Wait, no. Pause that.
DPP.
Non-DPP.
Non-DPP forward.
It's a hard this one. Very tricky one.
I think
Hit the pause button so we don't get any dead air so I can have a hint to answer
Boomer
this question?
Harvey. I'm going to answer Boomer Harvey.
Pretty sure he got drafted.
No, he was drafted. This is the highest finishing non-DPP forward.
Nick Riewoldt. I should really listen to
the questions
a bit better. First podcast I've ever done, a little bit nervous, so I should listen a bit better.
All right, we had a couple of 200 scored in both formats of the game this year. Name me three of those players.
Patrick Dangerfield.
I said three, not one.
Well, I assume you'd give me a tick for one.
Yes.
Steve, your turn.
Nick Riewoldt got it in Dream Team.
Yes.
I don't think Josh Kennedy had some big scores, but I don't think he quite got the 200. I think he got a 180.
Tommy Rockliffe.
Correct. Yes.
you were just leaving me, giving me a chance, weren't you?
You had him in your team.
Wow.
And the other one was Heath Shaw, who scored a 203 against the Bulldogs.
Oh, that was early days.
That was very early days. Well, I even forgot the Danger one. I had to look that one up. Danger 229 was the highest score for Supercoach.
Yeah, I remember that week because
someone had a captain against you.
My friend had a captain against me.
My question next is, well, I've always been a big Sail of the Century fan from back in the day, and I think these two were as well.
Fast money. Tony Barber's.
Oh, here's another one. You mentioned Baby John earlier. Tony Barber would be also definitely in that game for the Miss Universe host.
What about the dude?
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's all right.
Glenn Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
You're in his head, aren't you? You didn't even have to say.
No, I was thinking of the guy who did perfect match with the robot.
Oh, Greg Evans.
Yeah.
All right, well, the reason why I mentioned Sail...
That's a worry.
How good would the robot be?
Yeah. Dexter.
Yeah.
I know my perfect match.
The reason why I do mention Sail of the Century is because this is a who am I question. Ooh. Although, I'm not going to be as brutal as Tony Barber. I believe in the game, if you got an answer wrong, you are out. That is it. But in this one, if you get an incorrect answer, maybe wait a question and you can fire away again, okay? Clue one. I meant to say, who am I to begin with?
Andrew Costa.
I average 104 this year. My best ever career average is 113, and my lowest is 91 in 2014. I've always been a pure midfielder, but for one season, which I believe was about 3 years ago, I was a defensive slash mid for one season only. I'm 33 years old.
I am Luke Hodge.
Incorrect. Yeah, for one question. I am an ex-captain. I am a premiership player.
So it's someone from Hawthorn.
Hey, I know who it is now.
You are back in the game.
I am Sam Mitchell.
You are correct. And I must admit, I put a little bit of a typo down here. I've written I am a premiership player twice, but technically, I probably could have written that four times, and I still would have been correct. So that is a point for Jonathan. Well done.
Yeah, man. Remember when he was a defender?
Happy days. Because I remember having him, and he tore his hamstring and scored me 8 as captain.
And in that research I did for that question, I think that's the only time he's ever had a serious injury in his entire career.
Yeah, probably.
Bad luck, Jono.
All right. Name me the 10th total scoring defender in Ultimate Footy.
That is brutal.
Jeez, that's pretty vague.
That is like the most specific question I've ever heard. Is there multiple choice?
In Ultimate Footy, so that includes Goddard and Kelly as well.
Yes.
Rory Lard.
No.
Is this average or total points?
Total points.
Well, he got injured, so scratch that.
And, okay, give you a clue. He was in the All-Australian squad.
Squad, not team.
Squad. So it's in the 40.
I think I'm going to have to play the fifth on this one.
Well, I'm just going to talk my way through it. I think the Carlton boys will be in the upper echelons. Goddard was certainly high. Laird would be...
I'm just going to throw answers while he's thinking, and I'll eventually...
See what sticks.
If you throw enough mud, something does stick eventually.
I am liking Steve's way of thinking, though.
I will say Grant Birchall.
Incorrect. Jasper Pittard.
Ah!
With 1,810 points.
That was a bullshit question, actually.
He did have a solid year, Jasper.
Yep. Who was the 32nd best average?
Hey, you haven't heard the rest of my questions yet.
All right, Steve, now you can have a go.
You know what? Maybe I'll go. Nah, just kidding. Have a go, Steve. Go on. Jeez, I know you've been dying to ask your next question.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll just take over. Don't mind me.
I was ranked 42nd in Ultimate Footy and 58 in Supercoach by average for forwards.
This year.
One or less goals in 12 of my 21 matches. In Supercoach, I average less per game than the ghost of Ben Reid, Lucky Henderson, Tim Membry, Craig Bird, and Mason Wood. And I'm the centre half forward of the 22 under 22 side.
Jake Stringer.
Matt.
No.
It had to be one of my most hated players.
Well, I thought Jake Stringer.
Hey, he's right up there.
I thought you were onto a winner.
I thought I had a home run there.
Oh, wow. Feel free to answer again.
Mind you, I haven't actually seen the under 22 team.
Would it be Jesse Hogan?
Yeah, it's Jesse Hogan.
Well, you mentioned one of your most hated players, and I know he frustrated you a few times this year.
I just hate Jesse. And he touched my baby. Tainted child. Tainted
child.
Ooh. I know. How do you deal with that? I need therapy.
Did you... Yeah, I won't go there.
I just got in the shower and just cried, just so no one could hear. Just it was.
Was it kind of like watching Pet Ace Detective? Ventura, Pet Detective?
It was exactly like that.
Yeah.
Forever unclean. Well, Jono, who's going to answer the? Who's going to ask the next
question? I'll throw it back to NSYNC now. So we'll go Costa, you, me.
Oh, okay.
All right. I have a feeling I'm going to get criticised for this next question, but this could be the only time I'm invited. I may never get back on this podcast. So you know what? Screw you guys. I'm going to ask this question. I mentioned earlier that I didn't have a lot of time to research because I was busy watching The Bachelor. So here comes my next question. Richie from The Bachelor, which football club does he go for? I know it's not Supercoach related, but I just wanted to throw that in there.
West Coast.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, he's from Western Australia.
I do.
Don't act like you don't
I wouldn't have a clue.
Act like you don't watch the show, Jonathan.
I only found out, what's his name? Nikki? Her name? Nikki?
Well, I don't know. But I know he's from Western Australia because Costa, we were talking about it before. It's not like anyone goes for Fremantle, is it?
I do know one Freo supporter.
I think the Freo supporters are the Melbournians that move over to there and they already had that hatred for West Coast. I think they're really the only ones that go for Fremantle.
That makes sense. Possibly.
My uncle is like that.
Oh. Fire away, Steve.
Me, back to me.
Back to me. We'll get back in sync.
After my first year in the AFL, which is 2010, that was my first year in the AFL, I've rarely missed games and have only once averaged under 88 Dream Team and 94 Supercoach points. So really high level production. Yep. He's a midfielder. I had career highs in both scoring formats in 2016 in terms of average and didn't miss a game. I led my team in total fantasy points in both formats. I'm a Victorian who doesn't play in Victoria.
Luke Parker.
You son of a...
Who? Luke Parker.
I was about to say Luke Parker.
It's not Luke Parker.
I was not going to say Luke Parker, but I was considering it.
Okay.
So we got... I'm going to say Callan Ward.
It's not Callan Ward.
Ooh. Robbie Gray.
I am seen as a bit of a boom bust player also.
Boom bust. Tom Mitchell?
I don't think he
didn't start in 2010, buddy.
It wouldn't be Lucky Neal, would it?
No, it's not.
You better just give us your answer. This is going to go on forever.
It is Luke Shuey.
Really?
Wow.
Okay, did not see that coming. I thought I went through West Coast in my mind. I thought Pritis, I went nuts, stay away from West Coast.
Shuey more than Pritis. Pritis missed the game.
And that's what got him over the line.
That's probably what did hurt me. The little bit of research I have done, I was looking at averages. I should have paid a little bit more attention to total points. That's hurt me twice today. Both sides
of the ledger here.
See, I've always got excuses. That's how competitive I am.
I could have said he was the second pastiest person at West Coast. That probably would have got you over the line.
Definitely. Well,
definitely.
I've had a few pasty players over the years that have left the club.
It's really only Jeremy McGovern and Chewy. Probably.
Well, should we stand underneath McGovern? Well, get that shade going, and he's sweet.
I was thinking Braun, quite pasty. And there was that other forward they had with the blonde hair back in there.
Oh, Ashley Hansen.
Thank you. I thought that was going to be a real awkward one where I describe a player and no one knows it, and we have to move on.
When it comes to pasty players who shouldn't be pasty, I'm all over it, baby.
Absolutely.
Getting you all Australian of non-pasty players who should be. Moving on from what Costa did before, I too have a who am I, but
all my questions are who am I's. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. I was pick 4 in the 99 national draft.
Wait, what?
I was Matthew Pavlich.
God damn it.
I'll accept that.
Just a quick score check for everyone. Costa's out on 4.5 points, followed by me on 3.5, and Jono back there on 2.
Am I up? I think I'm up.
Yep. Yeah, you're up.
My fourth question is a simple who averaged more this season. There's 3 players I'm going to name, and I would prefer if neither of you blurted out an answer. I want you to both think about it for a second.
We'll give the listeners a chance to jump in.
We will, and both maybe have your answer in your head before you say them. So the 3 players in alphabetical order is Luke Brist, Zach Tui, and Chad Wingard, Supercoach, who averaged average, not total points, the highest this season. Luke Brist, Tui, or Wingard?
I've got an idea.
Do you have your answers?
I know who you're going to say because you're such a homer for him. Homer. No, you say Zach Tui.
All right, I'm saying Zach Tui.
I'll say Luke Bruce just to be different because it's not Winger. I just want to vomit.
Yeah.
The answer would be Luke Bruce.
Yeah.
And Wingard, it's a bit of a curly one. A lot of people would just go the better player, especially someone that averaged, I think, close to 100 last year. But no, he was 80 this year.
The fact that he was in my team gave me a leg up on that one.
That is true.
And I had to suffer the consequences.
Not great.
Who's up? Is it me?
You're up.
I'm a midfielder from a non-Victorian club. And I was the only player in both Ultimate Footy and Supercoach midfielders to finish in the top 14 for total points and miss a game.
Ooh, I've got an idea. Rory Sloane?
It is not.
No.
Rory Sloane.
Lockie Neal.
It is not Lockie Neal.
Matt Prittis.
It is not Matt Prittis.
Like, Penderbury played every game this year.
He's in Victoria.
Yes, of course. let's see.
Top 14 in both.
Top 14 in both formats. Total points, missed a game, midfielder. Did he miss a game?
Is it one of the Sydney boys? One of the big three from Sydney.
Could have. Big three or big four?
Oh, Tom Mitchell.
Well, I don't know. He's not that big, I guess.
Well, he's leaving. Luke Parker? I'm thinking ahead.
Parker?
I'm pretty sure Parker played every game.
Hanbury?
I think he played every game. JPK?
It's JPK.
He stole my answer. I said...
You were going to say Sydney mids until you got it.
Hey, I hedged my bets, okay?
Was it Jake Lloyd?
I understand I hedged my bets by saying one of the big three Sydney boys, but it's kind of my thing, all right?
We got to give John a point just to... Okay. It was getting embarrassing.
Okay. Look after the host.
I was the eighth highest scoring DPP player. Well, that doesn't make sense. DPP...
player. Are you going to say a DP player?
Yes.
Wow.
In Supercoach. Eighth highest scoring.
Total points? So it's total points.
Total points.
Okay. Man.
Playing for a Victorian team.
Playing for... Well, there's a bit of a leg up. That's okay.
If I ever go to a trivia night where Jono is the host...
No, it's going to
be... It could be a nil or draw.
You're going to have to vet the questions.
You know, standardisation, where I went to school, wasn't too many smart folk. I think it's going to have to be a standardisation if that ever happens.
You remember that movie with that guy that came out that year?
Yeah.
It's that particular genre.
The one with the boat? Yeah.
It had an actor in it.
Victorian team, DPP.
Mid forward.
Kind of helps. Eighth, sorry.
Zach Merritt from Essendon.
Incorrect, because he was the number one DPP.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be him.
Dusty would be too high.
So wait, was this total points?
Total points.
Okay.
What state does he play in?
Victoria.
Okay. Played for a Victorian team. You got anyone, Costa?
No, every name that comes to mind, then I realise that's not them, because maybe they're not DPP, or maybe they...
Shoot some names down.
I'm going to say it's Lee Montagna.
No, he's number four. Matty Wright.
Oh, really?
Matthew Wright was the eighth highest scoring DPP. Toby Green was six.
How ridiculous is that?
That is ridiculous. Huh. With 1,800 and... No, not 1,800.
Well, we got donuts on that one.
All right, well,
I wonder if the listeners got that.
Be interesting.
That's a bit of a curly one.
That was a curly...
There wasn't much information there.
That was my curly one.
My fifth and final question is, while there's 13 defenders... that averaged over 90 this season, and that is excluding two players which only played one or two games, like Robert Murphy and one other, some guy I'd never heard of.
Braden Fiorini?
I think there was someone from Gold Coast played one game and averaged Fiorini. 90. There was one. So there's, besides those two, there's 13. I'm going to get one of you to start and get you to reel off names, and basically, until someone gets one wrong, the other person gets a point.
I like that.
So, he's sure. Steve, let's start with Steve, okay? He's sure he's a...
Wait, this is average?
Averaged over 90 in Supercoach. So we've got 13. So that's one with it's Heath Shaw. Go until someone can't go.
Josh Gibson.
Yes. He was the last one on the list, so you only just scraped in.
Sam Doherty.
Correct.
Cade Simpson.
Correct. Some pretty big names you haven't said yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Alex Rance.
Correct.
Rory Laird.
Correct. I might have to give you both a point if you get all of these.
Maybe Boyd?
Correct.
Ooh.
How many is that? Is that seven?
I think it's seven.
No, he defenders, you're saying?
Defenders. Including dual position defenders.
Yeah, yeah. Rampy didn't get it.
There's a massive fish that hasn't been said yet.
It's Corey Enright.
That is correct.
But
that wasn't the fish.
Okay.
Oh.
I wonder if he did.
Johannesson.
Correct. Oh, I thought that might be one that slipped through the keeper.
Tom McDonald?
Yeah! That is a point to the Fizzman. A few names that weren't said, and look, I don't have a pen and paper, so I'm pretty sure no one said Heath Shaw.
I said him straight up first.
Straight off the bat. Okay.
Forget that.
Number Jesus. One defender in both formats.
All right. No one, definitely no one said Sean Burgoyne.
No.
He's 90.
No one said Jasper Pittard.
No.
No.
No one said Jimmy Bartel.
No.
Did he score 90?
That's yes, surprising. He scraped in. He scraped in. And there's one I'm not sure. Did someone say Jeremy Howe?
No.
Okay, well, there were the four that were, went unanswered.
Jeremy. All I'm going to say about that is thank Christ Jono missed. I would have been struggling. Isn't Jasper Pittar? He's always like, I really like Jasper Pittar, but he's never a player that comes to mind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Will he be a one-hit wonder? Yes or no?
No, I don't think so. I think especially in Supercoach formats, because he has such good meters gain. Like, he's such a good run and carry player. Long kicks as well. You could argue in AFL Fantasy that he might drop off, but yep. I don't know. I mean, are Port going to be any good next year?
Yeah.
$1 million question, isn't it? Let's see what they do in the... apparently, they want to be quite active. Hamish Hartlett, they want to move on, which I think is a great move. I think he's grossly overrated. So it would be very interesting to see what they do.
They've got like 10 players and $500,000 doing nothing.
I'm all about the Hamish Hartlett next year in drafts.
Wow.
Because I reckon he's going to be a defender.
Dual position.
Yeah.
Handy.
And he... was horrible.
And he was horrible.
He was horrible this
year. Yeah, because he was played in defence. Yeah. And, like, I remember they moved him into the midfield, like, later in the year. First quarter, was gone full ham. And then...
injuries.
And then...
back you go.
Injuries, back you go, son.
Not the one... No, it wasn't that game, but no, it's all right.
You know what? He reminds me of one of those players that the very first year in a new club, they're going to absolutely dominate. But then after that, tread... I wouldn't want to be the guy that gets him in his second year at a new club. You'd want to tread pretty carefully. And you know what? We'll find out soon.
We've got the theory, move to a new club, your first year always sucks. Unless you're danger.
Interesting.
Or Jack Crisp.
Or the Crisp Man. Or you could just do a whole Dane Beams.
Does he still play football?
I don't know.
Better get that priority pick.
Oh, yeah. All right, so have you got one more question?
Didn't I lead it off? I led it off.
You
off?
I think that's all of them. I think that was 15 it. Questions.
That's 15 questions.
Okay, there you go.
I can ask more if you want. I've got a couple more just in case.
I've got some more vague questions if you want them.
Vague questions?
I've got a couple time filler questions if it's necessary.
Oh, do you want to go one more round?
One more round?
What's the score? Costa?
4.5.
4.5. I'm 5.5. Jono's 3.
Definitely one more round then.
Definitely one more round.
Bonus points for Jono.
This is worth double. Is this round worth triple points?
Only for me.
Is this like Family Feud where it gives everyone opportunity in the final round?
Oh, yeah, because it makes the rest of the show completely redundant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we like to play it here in the Draft Doctors.
I was ranked, in terms of total points, I was ranked number 46 overall. I'm a midfielder.
This year or last year?
This year.
If you were Jono, that would be the end of the question, that by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit vague, though. Yeah, but of the top 77 total point scorers in Supercoach, I was the only one to play under 20 games. So obviously got a nice little average going. From a non-Victorian club, I'm an SC specialist, loves the Supercoach. And as a mid only, but I'm a player who may receive DPP next year.
46 for total scoring.
Does this player feature in that ad at the moment with the little children that are running around? You know, the little buddy and
no.
The little...
Oh, my God. You got no idea how much I want to smash little Joel Selwood in the head. Because I reckon that's a fight I could win.
Well, I think you already did, judging by what's over is the bandage that he's got going on over his head at the moment. Someone definitely did. So it's not Gary Ablett.
No.
The answer. Okay. Well, that's what I was alluding to.
Loves his Prudis?
Played less than 20 games.
No, Prudis played 21.
Just keep throwing
Non-Victorian midfielder.
Well, I've said Lachie Neal to every other question. Should I throw Lachie Neal out there?
I think you're missing the big clue, is that I may be DPP next year.
What state?
South Australia.
Okay, South Australia. That
would, Supercoach specialist.
That would be Robbie Gray.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you very much.
46 scoring, total scoring.
46 in total scoring.
Wow. Yeah, give me that points.
I'm not giving you anything. There you go, Costa, you've hit the lead.
Thank you.
You're going to ask the last question, so you don't get many points for that one.
Well, I actually don't have a question, so I guess that's the end.
Oh.
I'm just kidding, I've got a question for you.
I'll just ask a question and I'll probably get it.
You'll answer it. You know, make your question negative points if it's incorrect.
Then if I get it wrong. Like if I just
get it wrong.
If I've goldfished it and forgotten it.
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
All right, my final question, which I noticed today when I was doing a bit of research, I don't have it written down. I mentioned the big three earlier with Sydney. We all know who they are. I'm not talking about Mitchell.
Dean Towers.
Yeah, Dean Towers. I'm talking about
Xavier Richards,
JPK, Parker, and Hanbury. Two of those players, to the nearest decimal point, averaged exactly the same this year. One of them was a couple points lower. Which player was a couple points lower?
Dan Hand.
What's your answer, Jono?
Parker.
Jono would be correct. It was Luke Parker.
God damn it, Jono.
10 points, I win!
Is this going to be one of those hug it out moments where it's going to be a three-way draw at the end? Because I'm not hugging you guys,
well, there's
okay?
Half points, so...
Hey? There's no ties. There's no ties in fantasy football.
That's good.
In Supercoach, I was the 9th highest scoring forward. Sole and only...
Total points or...?
Total points. Only as a forward he was. He wasn't DPP. Plays for a Victorian club.
You were about to say Nick Rewalt, weren't you?
No, I wasn't actually.
Plays for a Victorian club.
I wasn't going to get it right though.
9th highest. What state does he play in?
Plays for Victoria.
Okay.
So Goldfish, here we go.
I was too busy listening to good old Muggalugs over here, Steve.
Well, I was going to say JJK, but it's obviously not.
He was not the 9th.
So what, he's only a forward?
He was only a forward. 9th.
Pure forward.
Yep.
Jack Gunston.
No.
Ooh, that was a good... Ooh, that was a...
Oh, I know who it is now.
I'll give Costa a chance. Give him a few seconds, and I reckon...
North Mowen. I keep thinking Boomer, but he's Jewel.
He's not Jewel.
It's got to be Boomer.
It's Boomer.
I thought of Boomer 2 minutes ago, but I thought it was a Jewel. I thought he was Jewel.
2,041 points.
Yeah, but that's on a per game basis.
But that's the 9th highest scoring forward.
Yeah.
That's still pretty good.
Listeners, I do apologise.
For a bloke who's not playing anymore.
Yeah, what was his average though?
92.
Yeah.
I must apologise. This podcast has probably gone 2 minutes... too long, just because
more like 12 minutes too long.
Just because I didn't realise Boomer Harvey was short position, so my apologies.
We can edit all the.
I'm
going to
subtract whatever points is required. Oh, we'll give you three.
Wins?
We'll give you 3 points there, Costa. You win.
Clear Woo! Winner. Clear winner.
Thank you.
But
what do I win?
Maybe
the job
beer.
Of industrial chimney sweep for a month.
This unanimous run. But thanks for listening, everybody. And if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors.
And a big thanks to our very special guest.
Very big thanks to Andy Costa.
Loves a prelim.
Loves a prelim. If you can make it.
I reckon that's the first time the nicest you two have ever been to me. You just called me special. I really appreciate that. And I must
special
add,
not in a good way, though. But that wraps up the show, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, boys.